See, it was another football game for me. That's the approach. You know, that's how we're going to take it. It's a must-win game because it's the next win, the next game on our schedule. You know, it's not, you know, bigger than that or not, you know, anything less than that. It's just the next game on the schedule and we want to win it, you know, and, you know, just have a good all-around performance in this game.
It is bigger than that, though, isn't it? Home field advantage throughout the playoffs rides on this one.
I don't really know. You know, I'm not really stuck in that. I just know if we go in and do what we need to do and take care of business like we know how, things will work out for us. You know, if you're getting into, you know, if everybody runs around with tight, you know what, and act like it's the, you know, the end of the world if we don't win this game, then, you know, we're going to go out there and make mistakes and end up messing up and then and lose this game. But, you know, we just got to go out there and play like we're normally capable of doing. We're the Titans. We're in this situation for a reason. We played well all the way up to this point. We just got to keep it going this way, and hopefully things work out Sunday.
Their defense gives up a league minimum 3.9 yards per play on average. Impress you?
That's definitely impressive. You know, that's a great defense over there. They work hard. You know, they got one of those SC guys over there, Troy Polamalu. So, you know, I can see why. But I think it's a challenge for us in a sense. You know, it's a good defense, but at the same time, we can go out there and prove that we are a good offense as well. You know, things didn't work out for us last week. You know, we took a hard loss, but we're eager to bounce back and get things back going down the right path this weekend with a win against a great team.
Can that serve as motivation, the way you've all played on offense last week as you go into this one?
Yeah, it's motivation enough to just, you know, God wakes us up every morning, you know. It's just a blessing to wake up every morning. And, you know, this is what we do for a living. This is, we get to wake up and play football for a living. So if you're not, you know, just blessed to wake up and get to play football for another day, you know, I just take it as that approach right now, you know, because I met a little girl this weekend in Houston who's going through chemo. And I got a text message from her earlier this morning, and, you know, we signed her head because she's going through chemo and stuff. And she, you know, she was so excited about life. And, you know, and the thing is, we get to play football for a living, man. So if you're not just pumped up to wake up and do that, then this is probably the wrong profession for you.
You had a little time to analyze the Houston game. The overall team didn't do well.
Yeah.
What would you say that is the underlying thing that the team needs to do this week that they didn't do last week to win?
I'm a running back, man, so you know what I'm saying. I like running the ball. Man. Then we need to run the ball.
So give it to Lindell Moore.
Me, CJ, Ahmad, whoever you want to give it to. You know, I think we should run the ball 100 times. You know, that's just my motto. But I think what we need to do is just go out and have an aura about ourselves. We know we can get the job done. You know, you got to go out there and just understand that we're not in this situation. We're not 12-2 because we happen to fall that way. We started off with hard work in the spring, and it carried over to training camp, and now we're going through the season. So we just got to go out there and fight. You know, things aren't going your way. You come to the huddle and you know, look forward to the next play. You can't thrive on the pass. You just got to make plays happen. When the ball's in front of you and there's something that make happen, you got to go out there and do it.
Have some guys lost that intensity and that work ethic?
Nah, nobody's lost that at all. This is just the beginning. You know, we're in the playoffs right now. Home field advantage would be nice, but, you know, we're trying to get to Tampa Bay. That's the ultimate goal here. You know, the Pro Bowl selections came out, and I'm happy for those guys. You know, congrats to my favorite guy, Dash, you know, CJ. I'm happy for him. But, you know, that's just – those are something that, you know, that's there. The main goal for us is to win the Super Bowl. That's the bottom line. You know, there's nothing better than that, and there's nothing that we want to do more than win the Super Bowl.